And this is a very sad song, the Tennille Towns, Jersey on the Wall. Look up the lyrics on that, Jersey on the Wall.
Oh.
Tennille Towns. And then Amy says, I love being transposed by Ion. Yeah, the questions, here the questions the that song asks, Jersey on the Wall. She says, if I ever get to heaven,
is that like,
you know, I got a lot.
Is that like that? No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'll go ahead. If I ever get to heaven, you know, I got a long list of questions. Like, how do you make a snowflake? Are you angry when the earth quakes? How does the sky change in a minute? How do you keep this big rock spinning? And why can't you stop a car from crashing? Forgive me, I'm just asking. So,
okay, you
want to
take it from the top? You want to take it from the top?
Yeah, like, how do you make a snowflake? How do you or me
okay.
make a snowflake?
Daisy, but the vibrational frequency moves the water fragments to divide the hydrogen content with difference between the oxygen in fraction, which puffs out the snowflake. Why never one is identically the same. It's not a replicated position. It is always in total constant flux. Because that's what snow is the flux between water as a soluble element and snow, which is dry, or in a hard, frozen state. But not really, because of the air, the oxygen, clay. So no two are the same. So that's how you make them. It's frequency. The shifting of frequency. Okay, go ahead. It's like fingerprints,
that's
the same way. Go ahead.
That is awesome. We're going to get everyone, then we're going to send it to Tennille Towns, since he can hear the answers. The second one.
Okay.
Are you angry?
Okay.
Are you, capital Y, are you angry when the earth quakes?
No. Angry is an emotion, so no. We like the quaking of the earth. It's how you mix it up. It's how you get a great erection, Bob. Without contrast, you won't ever have an erection. You wouldn't hold the blood in the penile experience. Same way with the earth. It's just the earth's ejaculate, Bob.
Interesting. Very interesting. Okay, the third question. How does the sky change in a minute?
Well, it's not stable ever, so a minute has nothing to do with it. The sky is only what you see. You look out into space and you go, the sky is blue. It's not blue at all. It is colorless. It's only the refraction that you're picking up that your eyes pick up or bounce back as a blue tone.
Well, look at that, girl.
You're looking into the blackness and you see lots of things. So obviously it can change instantly.
Okay. How do you keep this big rock, I assume, meaning Earth, spinning?
Magma. The centrifugal force of the magma spinning faster than the Earth's gravitational pull and the soup that you're trying to calculate, meaning the inside-out radiation roll. It's like, why does a rock roll downhill or how does a rock slide occur? It's the gravitational pull that starts the motion that continues, but it's in a centrifugal situation, so it always turns the same way, regardless of its moving position around the sun. It should speed up and get faster, kind of like slinging something on a string faster and faster and faster. This isn't like that. It stays the same. So the spinning, and the spinning is happening, the turning is happening, and the revolutions are happening. So it becomes almost the hula hoop rolling on the wall with a Sharpie attached to it, making marks. So it sets vibrational repose. Now, some would say that that same compromise of frequency in the megahertz level. Now, some of this is stuff that humans can't hear, but the angels can. So don't flip the script now. This is pretty good. That megahertz and hertz divided or compressed into a hertz frequency is the very capacity that allows nature to respond, okay? It also sets a marker, which is how the swallows get back to Capistrano, and it's almost like the homing version or the homing pigeon finds their way. It's what sets those mapped coordinates because you get this, you're not in the same place you were yesterday. Remember, the earth is turning, even if you're in the same spot. But your same spot's not the same place it was. The earth's not the same place it was yesterday. And then, so you're always throwing darts at a board. You're always watching the TV, but the TV's moving. It's not in the same place. You go, oh, but you are moving with the TV. Okay, that's fine. Is that how you explain traffic? Then that'll answer your next question of why you don't stop a car from wrecking.
That's because right. You don't. Let me just say,
because
right. The question is, and why can't you stop a car from crashing?
I want to ask first.
Wait, Carolyn.
No. I want to ask if Tennille had someone close to her who died in a car crash. Does she have an agenda for asking this question?
Yes. So the lyrics are, there's a jersey on the wall in a high school gym in my hometown. In the corner by the scoreboard where the bleacher seats fold down. 27, that's a particular player, 27 took the Tigers to the finals that year. But that's not why it's hanging there.
That's Gordy Sampson, not Tennille Towns.
Gordy, who's Gordy Sampson?
Number 27?
Yeah. Gordy Sampson.
Yes, but Tennille is the one who wrote the song and maybe knew number 27.
Oh, no. Aquino I.
Oh, you mean it's Gordy Sampson, some Atlanta, Georgia singer
Sampson
that you know about?
Oh, Lord, no. We've never heard of the ridiculous thought ever.
Well, you just say Gordy Sampson wrote the song?
Yep. Had the loss, suffered the loss that caused the question.
Oh, his kid or he died?
He wrote himself after he died?
No. His buddy.
His buddy. His buddy.
He said Gordy Sampson suffered the loss that caused the question.
Oh, Gordy's buddy died.
In a car wreck.
Yeah, was Gordy in the car?
Yeah. he lived.
See, girl? He was.
He was in the car. Yeah.
But he survived. Okay.
And he had
you
guilt.
Can Google,
he had
you can, you can Google this.
Guilt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Survivor's guilt. That's right. And that's when total fucked up biology says, well, shoot yourself in the face, then you'll feel better. You know?
That's exactly what
it works, and that's why you have 6 more weeks of winter.
Yeah, and, you know, I knew which was the next question was coming, Joe. See, he knew the next one. And why can't you stop a car from crashing?
Because if we stopped that car from crashing, we'd stop you from being born. People trying to be born again, and it's no odder for to be born twice than it is to be born once. If we start stopping and starting the creation of what God creates, it would undo the very fabric of that which you have come forth to prove totally once finally that you are indeed sovereign and your reign as God in this plane. Realm.
Good. Just in this plane?
Well, that's the one you're dealing with. You can't, you see.
Hey, look at this. Augmenter just posted. Gordon Francis Sampson, born July 30th, 1971, is a Canadian singer, songwriter, and producer. Sampson has said that the song was inspired by the death of an acquaintance in a car accident on a highway in Nova Scotia 2 years earlier. You were right, Ian. You knew this, Gordy Sampson. Wow, that's quite amazing. Okay, so I think I'll just move along. Nothing
oh,
here.
My God, Carolyn. Every day, it's like the cat, and you have the clockwork mouse, and you wind up the clockwork mouse, and you run across the rug, and he's excited every time the mouse runs across the rug. And it's kind of like, we've done this to death. He's gotten every secret under the sun, moon, and stars. He's got money that he's never even done. He knows what it is. He has control of the sun, wind, moon, stars. the world, Kanye, for God's sake, and he's excited for one little snippet of a tidbit of a ridiculous, inappropriate song that no one should have ever had to listen to in the first place. First time, Wikipedia-based lace knowledge that applied to a conversation. He's asking questions within the confines of a song that doesn't matter.
Okay,
that's our bomb.
Well, I'm gonna make Everybody Loves This Show. I'm gonna make this a hit. Here we go. Play the first part at least.
Okay, here we go.
Jersey on the wall in a high school gym in my hometown. In the corner by the scoreboard where the bleacher seats fold down. 27 took the Tigers to the finals that year. But that's not why it's hanging. Are you angry when the earth quakes? How does the sky change in a minute? How do you keep this big rock spinning? And why can't you stop a car from crashing? Forgive me, I'm just asking. Somewhere there's a yearbook in a box under a bed with a senior picture missing and loving memory instead. And somewhere there's a mother who stopped going to church. 'Cause you can't quit making sense down here on earth. If I ever get to heaven,
we heard Mozart, wonderful song. Sky Guy Sue says, I know a Gordon Sampson in Halifax, Nova Scotia. A musician. Well, that must be who it is, Sue. That's the guy. It's getting awful tight.
Oh, my. It's getting tight. It's getting right tight. Now, all of a sudden, this is an inside trade. We've all made $1 billion, Bob. It's been cool.
It's an inside trade. So the mother has got the yearbook underneath the bed. She's probably a patient of Carolyn's. And Gordon probably listened to this show.
He was overrun by yeast candida.
Okay, so let's calm down. You think we should calm down? Well, one more time. It's just so great, right? One more time.
I long for night tonight. You'll find me. Thank you. Too weak to break these chains. They bind me. need no shackle to remind me. I'm just a prisoner.
Am I overdoing the song, Carol? What do you think?
No, it's great.
It's funny that it's a classic, and Bert never heard it, but maybe it's before Bert's time.
Oh, Bert's
he's only 12.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, he's only 12 years old. I was talking to Jack. Jack, and he didn't know nothing before 1998. It's amazing. He hadn't heard any music, only Jermaine. Oh, Jermaine. The good news is Bill will make a new channel on the Achieve Radio Archives. It'll be called American DNA, and it'll feature all that oldies that I taped for years on City Island and the Fordham University radio station, the Danny Romanello show. So now people can hear all the great stuff that made up the DNA of America, and especially the young black people like Jackie.
Does that cost another $20, Bob?
I think so.
Yep. It'll be Studio G.
Is that what it'll be?
That's for Jermaine. Nice. That's
And you know what Jermaine's going to do?
Radio.
The day she works in her store, I guess it's once a week, she's going to play that in the background.
Yeah.
So the people will hear the history they never heard.
Mm.
This is the stuff that Frank Zappa said was the greatest art form ever in the 1950s. These teenagers.
It might help sales.
Yeah, it might help sales.
Music.
But that's not important.
It's never been heard.
That's not important.
No. Oh, just typing. Boy, this is fun. It's more fun to hear you talk like that. Put him in the boardroom, by God, and have a different conversation. We'll guarantee you that. I'm not giving you nothing. No money for you. No, nothing for you. Yeah, that's it. The protagonist, antagonist, Bob. It's great fun.
Now, what Sue's saying, not Bob. This Gordy Sampson is from Big Pond, Cape Breton, where Rita McNeil is from, famous Rita McNeil, maritime singer, Miners from the Deep. So she didn't know the Gordy Sampson that did the song, I guess.
She knew of him?
She knew another Gordy Sampson. But it's all, how do you know? That could be the other Gordy.
Well,
the same
there's
person.
Only nine people in Nova Scotia, Halifax, whatever it is, and the four boroughs of New York. That's all there is in Canada, isn't there? There's only nine people, and three of them
yeah,
left.
That's true.
I don't
that's
know
true.
Who y'all got left up there. It's pretty amazing, but yeah, we get out while you
right.
can. That's all we got to say.
Yeah. Okay, very good.
Everybody.
Oh, everybody. Well, I'm just talking to myself. Very good, Bob. Your show is going well.
Yeah.
I have my own meter. I judge it.
Yeah,
so,
we're talking about COG.
Yeah, so it isn't up yet.
No.
Yeah. So that'll be 90 hours of recorded music that I did on City Island between 2000 and 2008. I tune in every Saturday night, listen to Danny Romanello, and he'd have collectors on and all kinds of people that knew all this stuff back in New York in the 50s. And it's
that was back in Jerry Fialco days, hey.
The little blurry. What did he say, Carol?
Mm.
Jerry Fialco days.
Jerry Fialco days. Yes, well, Jerry worked for the guy. That did it. Frank did it. That Frank, in 1955, worked in a little store in Lancaster, California, selling records. And he'd take a lunch break and go to the local diner in a place with hardly any people. And the diner people liked Frank, so he could control the jukebox.
Mm-hmm.
And he would put all his favorite stuff
the
in there.
Controller. The
yes.
controller.
And he would... see the guy who filled up the jukebox
uh-huh.
and tell him to put Frank stuff in, And the stuff was not heard by locals. He was put in black culture, which wasn't in Lancaster. So they occasionally beat Frank up for playing this music and ruining the jukebox. But he persisted.
Did he say black culture? Are you talking about Negro music, Bob? Is that what you mean?
No, black hole.
Music, we don't.
The big empty black hole.
Oh, the
Black Hole Hall of Fame. Black Hall of Fame.
We had to make sure.
Yeah, that's good. You know so much that you never know. It's like me with Finnegan's Wake. You know, it's so many different ways to interpret it. You're not sure which way to take it. Now, listen to this.
The devil are in the details.
That's a new one. There's an update, Kim. You and the devil are in the details. Those old songs bring up movies behind closed eyes. Still playing, says Zed, Z-E-D. Amy says, memories like the corner of the dot, dot, dot. People can't complete their thoughts today. But let's get back to where we're supposed to go.
She did. It was dot, dot, dot. How clear is that? You got it. Nails on the thought. Dot, dot, dot. It's a continuation of the other already ongoing understood cataclysm, which is the misinformation of your lives.
That's true. But I think the person just got had a heart attack.
Bless
the
you.
Dot, dot, dots are heart attack. Heart attack. And they would grammatically correct it. Nobody here knows grammar like that to put in dots. Anyways, Sherry just posted
grammar don't
quote
work here. Grammar don't work.
Yeah. Sherry, quote from Bob's show. Quote, Bob is the most happiest man on earth. Heading towards the most funny man on earth. Greetings from the backwater of paradise.
The money, honey, I got the time. You go honky tonky and boy, we'll have a time.
Yeah, greetings from the backwater of paradise.
And leave my old wreck behind. If you got the money, honey, I got the time. Oh, sorry, that's why Bob's so happy.
Greetings from the backwater of paradise. Yes, but we got to focus on the Egyptian Book of the Dead, right, Carol?
Right.
Carol declared about two-thirds through the music list, it was maybe 80%. That was the best playlist ever. I don't think I could say that, Carol.
She said, if it continues, yeah. But you still didn't have ELO. There was no ELO. There was no David Allen Coe. There was no Long Black Train. There was no Zappa. How can you say this is the best playlist ever? You didn't have one Ethel Merman. Not one Ethel Merman. There was no Barbara Streisand. Where was Barbara? There was no Barbara. This can't be the best. It was just one.
So what were you thinking, Carolyn? What was going on?
You're playing short bits of a lot of songs. I like variety. I like action. I like
dancing.
Well, this guy got his, Sue told me in August. He likes the short excerpts.
Yeah.
The blasters.
But yeah, you
can
even play Bestel.
Oh, yeah, I think it was the best show just because it was on this day, our anniversary week, Carolyn. This is our anniversary week.
Oh, yes.
53 years. We're now in our 54th year.
Yeah, and Jack and Jermaine want to know what date they met on Ion, and I said Bob would know because Ion set Jack and Jermaine up, and Jermaine would report. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure we have it in the archives, don't we?
Yep.
What's that mean? I would know because Jermaine set it up.
Jack was created for Jermaine.
Oh.
And if she fucks it up, it's going to go bad hard. And she said she wasn't going to fuck it up. She's going to do right. And so it was like, okay, but it's up to you. And she said, okay. And that's all in the archives of when she asked for him, and he was then created, and then how it applies. And that's why he has to be scat butt naked when he talks to us every single time.
Hmm. So we find a show that Jermaine asked publicly.
They just wanted to remember the date.
I'm saying you go back in the archives and hear where Jermaine asked publicly on the show for somebody.
For a man.
And then,
She wanted a man.
And when she got him, she reported on the show. Yes. So that'll give us the
she
date.
She got it. She wasn't sure if it was the right one, but it was pretty good, apparently.
Well, you know, Jermaine's always the black sheep of her family. All her sisters are lesbian, bisexual, animal people. But Jermaine, I'm taking a stand here. I'm going to be different.
I'm going to stick by my man.
Yeah.
Right. That's right. You're not woman enough to take my man. That's right.
Now, here's an interesting point that Dave Neufeld mentioned. You know how Donald Trump's number is 88022? He has some kind of number or something you call or you email. You ever seen that, Carol?
Oh, yeah.
His post, 88022.
Yeah, that's probably where you donate money or something.
Maybe that's
it. You can text. That's the text number. That's the one Joe Biden's was 303330303030.
Right.
He couldn't remember his own number.
But Neufeld, I had noticed, of course, we all know it's a 22, but guess what the 88 is? Neufeld points this out.
2 times 2 times 2.
No, CKLN was 88.1 FM. Yes, this is Bob in the White House.
CKLN. Secret Council 10.
Amy says she remembers when Jack began and had to get naked back in the day. Everybody, we've been doing the show so long, dude. We got nostalgia eras.
Back in the day. Yeah, back in the day. The newbies are remembering the old stuff, Bob.
Yeah, that's good.
Go back
yeah,
to
thank
Jake.
You, Trina.
You
got to
go back. When you come in here and you start talking about how Jake prefers a certain brand of bacon, now you're talking about some of the early days. Them the early days back then.
Yeah, we were like Tennille Towns who wrote The Jersey on the Wall. She had some questions. People were floundering around back then for questions. They didn't know how to ask. Yeah. And I want to thank Sherry's his happy anniversary.
They were happy though because they didn't have any questions. They knew everything they needed to know. They didn't ask anything else. They didn't care about anything else. There was no gloom, despair, of agony. They didn't know who they were. They didn't know where they were going. They didn't know how they were going to get there. They were just hoping for sweet release in the graveyard to get out of this terrible existence they have called life and the race to the bottom. Because indeed they did one time take an antibiotic. It was against their will. They did one time have a spoonful of sugar. Doomed they are for eternity as long as they have one spoon of sugar. It's true. And so now this is the only way out. So now they know something, Bob, so it's good for you.
Yes, and they used to wonder about that odd little guy who just had endless questions. They didn't know what is with that kid. 100 questions.
There you go.
Yeah. That's why I get paid the big bucks.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's so much fun. What you going to do with the Epstein thing now, Bob, since he now, like we said, was murdered?
Have they decided he was murdered? Are you saying that's a news flash?
Yeah. Yeah, they got it worked because there's only 4 foot. He's 5'6", and there's only 4 foot off the bed where he hung himself. So there wasn't physically enough space for him, even on his knees, to hang and triangulate off himself.
This is that Barr, Attorney General Barr. He's getting to the bottom of everything, right? He figured that one out.
Oh, well, it's all on. It was just because he knew who everybody else had been diddling.
That'll come up in the private session we're playing today. Jackie Kennedy and Marilyn Monroe. You'll hear that.
Yeah. Probably.
What did I say, Jackie Kennedy? Jack Kennedy.
Those damn Bouviers. Yeah. They still think they run something.